This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah.
Very, very rainy in the DMV. I'll confess, I do not know what the weather is like down on the bayou.
We're going to find out.
In Louisiana. But more importantly, I don't know who the hell is going to play quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. It's Wednesday, and they're going to play on Sunday. Helping us to try to figure this out is Jeff Nowak. He's the Saints sideline reporter at WWLA. You can follow him at Jeff_Nowak, N-O-W-A-K. Jeff, thanks for making some time for us, man. How you doing?
For sure. I'm doing good. I can tell you it's warmer here than it was in New York over the weekend, but it has dipped down to like the 50s, which for us is cold. We're weak, and our blood is thin. And that is
you got all that booze in the blood, man.
You know what, though, Jeff? I grew up down there. What I tell people is they always complain about humidity when it's hot.
Yeah.
When it's cold, that humidity also affects you because it's like that cutting type cold, that brutal stuff.
Well, you know, the issue I have is, like, these houses are not built to keep heat in. They're built to let heat out. So when you actually have to turn on the heat, it doesn't actually do the job. All the houses are elevated. All the wind just comes in from the floorboards, and your feet are cold, and when your feet are cold, you're cold. But I'm not going to complain too much because I grew up in Connecticut originally, so 50 degrees in December is kind of that would be a heat wave.
Hey, tell them, go to Pat O'Brien's and get your hurricane. You'll warm up.
they can figure that stuff out to warm you up down there. Well, actually, per our weather insider, Jim Mullins, it's warmer right now in D.C. than it is in New Orleans.
Wow. Okay.
That's kind of interesting, right?
Will it be like that this weekend? Should I bring the clubs or not?
Yeah, it's a good question. all right, Jeff. I don't know if you have this answer, but I'm going to ask it fairly simply. Who is the Saints starting quarterback on Sunday?
Right now, it's probably nobody.
just Wildcat.
It's interesting because, you know, Ian Rappaport put out a tweet on Monday morning saying, hey, Derek Carr's dealing with a fractured left hand. He's probably done for the year. The Saints kind of pushed back on that. And I think it really comes down to Derek Carr, if he's able to play, is going to push to play. That's just the type of player he is. He's not going to say, hey, you know, I might injure it worse, so I'm not going to go out there. It's going to be on the medical staff. And, you know, Mickey Loomis was on WWL last night, and he said it's not really about whether he can play. It's whether he should play. So that's what they're going to have to figure out over the next few days. He's also in the concussion protocol, which I think complicates this further because they're not really going to know whether he can play. Yes, Derek Carr is. Yeah. They're not really going to know whether he can play until he gets out there at practice and they could kind of test out, like, hey, okay, can he even take a snap under center? Would you have to have him completely in the shotgun if he did play? How is that going to work? If he goes down and lands on that hand, is it going to make it worse? So these are all questions he's got to answer. But they're going to have to make a determination one way or the other on who's going to be the guy that starts if he can't go, and that's going to come down to Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener. When Derek got hurt earlier in the year, it was Spencer Rattler who got the start. Didn't play particularly well. He was in a rough situation. He had a lot of offensive linemen out. You were facing the Broncos and the Chargers in two of those games, two really good defenses, and he played like a rookie. He got sacked 14 times. In Derek Carr's nine games, he's only been sacked 10 times, so you can kind of put some perspective on, hey, you put a rookie back there behind a kind of shoddy offensive line, it's not going to go well. I would guess Jake Haener is the guy this week. I think, you know, Darren Rizzi is the head coach now. It was Dennis Allen at that point. I think DA was kind of making that decision, trying to save his job a little bit because there's a lot of excitement around Spencer Rattler and he wanted to throw him in there. I would guess it's Jake Haener if Derek Carr can't go. They kept him around for a reason. They like him. I think there's a bit higher of a baseline with him. The ceiling might not be as high, but he's a little calmer back there. He runs the offense better. He looks a lot more like Derek Carr. He operates more like Derek Carr. So I think you could probably do a lot of the same things with him. But regardless, if you're throwing one of those young guys back there, it doesn't improve your chances. Let's put it that way.
What would you say is Haener's strength?
he gets the ball out of his hand quickly. And I think for the Saints this year, that's important. You know, he's pretty accurate. He processes quickly. And that's when he went in there against, if you want to look at a Jake Haener game where you can kind of get an idea, you can go back and watch the Chargers game. Spencer was getting eaten alive by that behind the offensive line. He'd been sacked 4 or 5 times. They benched him, put Jake Haener in. And that was the big difference, is he gets the ball out of his hand into the hands of the playmakers and lets them go make a play. Whereas a lot of the Spencer Rattler offense just died on the vine because they couldn't protect him long enough and he just had to eat it. Like, he gets sacked 14 times in 3 games. It's not about the offensive line. It's about the quarterback. And so that's what I would say about Jake, is he processes quickly, he gets the ball out of his hands, and he keeps you in front of the chains more often than not. You're not in negative game script situations as much. But the top-end talent, it probably isn't there. I would compare him not that dissimilarly to a Drew Lock, the guy we saw the Saints play last week, in terms of what he's able to do. And it's not a sexy comparison, but I think Drew Lock's actually been playing pretty decently for the Giants over the last few weeks. And so as a backup quarterback, like, I think that's how I would describe Jake Haener, is he's probably a career backup, but a high-level backup. So that's what I would say for him.
All right. We're talking with Jeff Nowak here. You can follow him at Jeff_Nowak. Check out Inside Black and Gold. WWLA down in New Orleans. Covers the Saints. Saints sideline reporter for the radio. Jeff, I'm kind of fascinated. What would you say is the percentage chance that Derek Carr plays?
Yeah, it's tough to say right now. It's a fracture to his non-throwing hand. So I think the question is going to come, and we don't have this information, but it's going to be, okay, where is that fracture exactly, and how significant is it? If it's up toward the top of your hand, if it's more dealing with the fingers, you can brace it up, you can tape it, you can put some padding on it. I think you can go out there. I'd probably put it at like 60 to 70%, and it's really a question of whether he clears the concussion protocol. If it's a fracture down toward the wrist, where you have a lot more kind of working parts, you can imagine that's a lot easier to injure. I would put it down toward 20%, but that's just not information that we have right now. And it'll be a question. And we don't know when he's going to be able to get on the field. How significant is this concussion? If he can't get out to practice at all, then it's a moot point. So I think you have to go into Wednesday saying, okay, figure out the quarterback behind him. And then maybe by Friday, if he's able to get out there, that changes. But I'd sit somewhere around 30 to 40% right now. And I'm really thinking about, okay, is it Jake or Spencer? Darren Rizzi said on Monday that they're not ruling out making it a competition and just having those guys go out there and split the reps and see who looks better, which is not really what you want to hear in week 15 of the season.
Is this high school? Like, what the hell is going on here?
He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, clearly.
He wasn't the head coach for the first the 9 weeks, so he wasn't here during this entire evaluation process. So I think for him, it's like, okay, I kind of want to – they've been doing that at wide receiver. They've been kind of making it a competition because all these guys have been hurt, and so they've been turning to some young guys who have been playing better. And I think that's kind of where he's at. He wants people to – he wants the idea to be, okay, who's the best option and who's playing the best, because that's who we're going to pick. He doesn't want it to look like a favorites thing. He wants people to be motivated. And as an interim coach, I think that's all you can hope for, is you got someone who's out there who's motivated and people are playing motivated behind him.
So to that point, we'll get past the quarterback situation. what is it the Saints are doing well? Because they just won a game on the road. The Giants are god-awful. But B asked you about Haener's strengths. What are just New Orleans' strengths in general?
Yeah, it's tough because it kind of goes around to, like, okay, who's healthy right now? Going into that game, I thought, hey, the offensive line is healthy for the first time since week 3. First time you had all 5 starters out there since the Eagles game in week 3. And, you know, they didn't play particularly well. And I'd like to think that was a rust thing. You hadn't gotten those guys out there with a lot of practice reps. They should all be out there for a full week of practice reps this week. So I think that group, that offensive line group, is probably their strength when it's healthy. And so I'd like to think, again, that was kind of an aberration and there's a lot of rust involved. And if they get some continuity, they'll be able to play well. And so that's why, if you're looking at a backup quarterback, okay, why can this stretch go a little better than the stretch from weeks 6 through 8, rather? It's the offensive line and, you know, a rookie left tackle who should be you know, at this point in the season, you're not really a rookie anymore. You're kind of, you know, you're just a guy. Trevor Penning at right tackle, who has played pretty well, given granted the expectations for him coming into the season. Eric McCoy is one of the better centers in the NFL. Cesar Ruiz is a quality starting right guard, and Lucas Patrick's a quality starting left guard. So that's when they're playing well, they're blocking up the in the run game, and they're getting Alvin Kamara the ball out on the edges, and they're allowing him to go. The problem is they've been getting too many negative plays. They got, I think they got 11 tackles for loss in that game, not including the sacks. And so if you add the sacks into that, 20% of their offensive plays went backwards. And that's not even including the plays that went for 0 yards. So you're talking about, you know, a third or a one-fifth of all of your offensive plays literally got you negative yardage. And that's not great. But, you know, when they're playing well, they're staying ahead of the sticks. They're running the ball. They're controlling the time of possession. And, you know, that's really what they did against the Falcons in Week 10 is what they did in Week 11 against the Browns. Is they, you know, they were able to run the ball. They were able to move the ball. What they haven't done well is stop the run. Which is what they did actually successfully do against the Giants, at least in terms of the running backs. Devin Singletary, Tyrone Tracy averaged 2.9 yards a carry, I think 53 yards total on something like 19 carries. But Drew Locke led the game in rushing. He had 59 yards on 5 carries. So if you're looking at this game, you're saying what's going to tear the Saints apart, it's going to be, I haven't seen them successfully defend a mobile quarterback in about 3 years.
Wow.
Like, whether it's Jalen Hurts, whether it's Lamar Jackson, whether, I mean, Kyler Murray, I can't name a single quarterback who could actually run that did not have a great game against the Saints. So, you know, whether it's Brian Robinson or Jaden Daniels, I think they're going to have to sell out to stop one or the other. I don't see them doing both well. I mean, it's just been a rough season for the Saints. But it's funny because you look around, it's like, it's so difficult to be the Giants, right? Like, I don't think this is a good Saints team. But they're still, you know, head and shoulders better than the Giants, even in a game that was close at the end. So it's like, it's kind of amazing to watch some teams like flail around year after year after year. Because I see the Saints team as kind of a flailing group. They've won 5 games somehow. So yeah. It's such a weird league.
Yeah, it is. Because I tell you, at the beginning of the year, all my friends were asking questions about, you know, could it be the Saints in the Super Bowl? Because it's in New Orleans. And I'm like, man, look, it's a long season. Chill out.
Yeah.
They started off on fire.
Well, that they probably were pretty confident after week two.
Yes, they were.
They were dropping 50 on everyone.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Jeff, thank you. Yo, how's our guy Chase Young been?
Chase Young's been solid. You know, I'm a little softer on Chase Young's season than some folks have been. I think they expected him to show up and get like 20 sacks and, you know, push Strahan's record or whatever. But, you know, he's been pretty consistent, in my opinion. He's been healthy. He's been available. That's what I was hoping to see. You know, you look around the league, sacks have been down. I think teams have just gotten better at avoiding sacks, if you're not Caleb Williams. And, you know, like I looked the other day. I mean, going into last week, I think the league leader in sacks was Trey Hendrickson with like 11 and a half. I don't think you're going to see a single player in the NFL pushing 20 sacks this year, right? Even getting close. So I think that's kind of like, pressures have become the new sack stat. Like, if you're pressuring the quarterback and forcing throwaways, forcing, you know, dead plays, plays that don't have a chance to get yardage, I think that's where you have to start looking and saying, how are you impacting the game? Because quarterbacks are so athletic now. Teams have gotten so good at getting the quarterback out of the pocket and moving the launch point so that you can throw the ball away even if the play is dead. So I think he's been solid. Has he been perfect? No. The Saints defensive line has struggled. But I've been happy with what I've seen with Chase. I just don't know if he's done enough to earn that contract I know he's going to be seeking in the offseason. So that's going to be the question. Is the end having to go sign another one-year prove a deal? Can he do more with the Saints? But he's been a productive piece of this group.
He's on the clowny track, man. It's going to be a whole bunch of ones. Jeff, thank you so much.
Appreciate
man.
You, Jeff.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Jeff Nowak. Check him out at Jeff_Nowak, N-O-W-A-K. Sideline reporter for the Saints radio broadcast on WWLA. That's not Los Angeles. That's Louisiana. Nobody go anywhere.